Well, I feel like the Lord's been talking to me this week about some things that I believe are critical to our life. And it matters to as to how much we prosper in the Lord. Some of the things we're going to talk about, I believe. And last week we started with some scriptures, and some of them was over in 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. And it says here, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto him, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." You know, we read that last week. And another scripture we read was in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God. And we're thinking this morning, as last week, that all of us are ambassadors for Christ. All of us are ministering servants to other people. And it matters whether we are or not. It matters what we're doing in our life as to how much blessing we receive even. I just want to look at a few different things. Then I want to talk to us a little bit about what this practically means in our life, to be an ambassador for Christ. We talked last week about some of that, and I want us to think this week about the idea of love and giving love to other people and how critical it is in our life that we begin or that we give, that we give, that we give from our life. It's critical to our own well-being in the Lord. In Luke 10, I want to read a little passage there. Luke 10 and 25. Jesus gave us a little something to think about here. I want us to think about what the Lord said. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto them, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, thus do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify him, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Now, you know, if you study the scriptures, you find all through them that the Lord tells us to go and do this, to go and show love to people, to go and help those that are in trouble. I was thinking about this story that Jesus told and some of the mechanics of it and the way it works to get in these kind of situations, first the Samaritan saw him. He saw this man that had been stripped of his raiment and robbed and left for dead. And then he stopped what he was doing. And then he began to help him, didn't he? And then when he had done all he could, he said, "When I come back, I'll check on him again." I'm just paraphrasing. But you know, he did four things there. He stopped. He saw what was going on. He stopped what he was doing. He helped him. And then he checked back on him, didn't he? Or he said he was going to. And you know, this morning, the Lord wants us to do likewise, he said. I don't know about the people in our lives around us that we find that have been damaged by life, but they are everywhere. As soon as you touch the world, Sister Janine was talking about a request there for some that has been hurt by the world, been hurt by the devil. It's all around us. And you know, the Lord told us, he said, "You do like this Samaritan." Because he said there was a Levite that passed by. And what did he say? He went by on the other side? Or it says a priest came that way and he passed by on the other side. And a Levite came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. You know, it's easy for us to just pass by on the other side. But I want to challenge us a little bit this morning that the Lord wants to put a love in our heart and a willingness to reach out to people that causes us to not pass by on the other side, but to stop and take our time and to begin to help people. Sometimes that comes in all different ways, but this is a command from the Lord, and it matters a lot to how our own life is blessed. And I want to come to some things in a few minutes. But in Matthew 22 and 36, we see this same scripture reiterated. It says here, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." You know, I think what Jesus was saying was that everything that he tried to legislate in the Old Testament was trying to tell people, love each other, love one another, love people. And he gave them many commandments. If somebody's ox strays, you take it back to them. You don't just keep it. You don't just turn your head the other way. Take care of them. You know, I know this is pretty practical this morning, but I really believe that there's a lot that hinges on this in our own spiritual life. I think this is where a lot of times people miss it. Right here, I was thinking about love. And the Lord says here to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, love is active. Love is not just a feeling. We can say that we love someone, but you know what I've found is that they don't know that necessarily unless we do something about it. And you know, that love can be manifested and given in so many different ways. It can be physical help. And to some people, it seems like that's what they need. They just need somebody to show up and be with them a little bit. It means something to them. But first we have to stop. We have to see their need. You know, I was thinking about those things. We don't always see needs. But you know, the Lord wants us to work on these areas. Because this, he says, is the second commandment. The first is the great commandment. You'll love the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. But the second's likened to it, that you would love your neighbor as yourself. You know, I used to just be unaware a lot of times of people's needs. But you know, we can begin to learn in these ways. Apply ourselves. Learn to see when people have needs. Learn to see the signs that somebody's discouraged. Learn to see the signs that somebody needs someone else to come up and put their hand on their back. "Brother, I've got your back. I just want you to know I care about you. I want you to know I love you." You know, to some people, they just need a word. But to others, they need bound up. They need us to come and help them. And you know, we suffer our trials, but I want to tell you folks, we've got our boatload of love. We've got the Lord's love right down in our heart. We have His Spirit, access to the Spirit of God living in our life, in our hearts. We have that. And you know, the Lord, I believe, wants that to flow up and out of us. I know I mention it from time to time, but He said it would be like a river flowing out of us, the Lord did. And I believe He wants it to be that way. I know that it's easy for us to be caught up in just, religion, or just trying to be clean and pure. There's more to it than just that. That's the first commandment, to love the Lord thy God. Put away your sins and all those things. And that's part of loving the Lord. But I'll tell you, there's another part that matters, and that is that we love others as we love ourselves. I was thinking about how that God, in His mind, in His design, He designed us, and He knew what He was doing. He knew what would complete our lives, and I thought about an electrical circuit, and probably some of us don't know anything about electrical, but you know, there's a hot wire, they call it a hot leg, that comes into a light, and when the switch turns on, there's power that comes to that light. But you know, that would not do anything if there was not another wire on the other side taking it back to ground. And you know, when we I believe there's lots of times plenty of the power available, but it stops right there. And when we let everything stop right here, and everything is about us and about our life and our little picture right here, you know, it's not going on, it's not going back to ground, and so nothing, we don't feel lit. We don't get lit sometimes. And I believe many times it's because it all stops right here. Everything we drink in, we go to service, we listen, we partake. We're a partaker of many good things. But you know, if we want it to work, if we want to be lit, let it go back. Let there be a wire coming out the other side that lets this flow on. I believe it's critical, and I believe it works this way. If we want our light to be lit, then let the picture work like the Lord said. Don't let it stop right here. Don't let it be all about me. Let it be all about the Lord's will. That includes me. I take care of me. I take care of others too. I want to do that. You know, that's what God wants us to do today. And it matters. We want to be lit. Let it be about God's will. And about becoming aware, listening, becoming available, letting the Lord have your time, letting the Lord have those things. Love takes sacrifice. Love takes, there's things that we have to give up to give love. And I just want to challenge us this morning. I believe this is God's plan. And if we don't do this, we will not be lit. I believe that. The power will be coming to us, but it won't be fulfilling us. It won't be lighting our candle. It will not be lighting our light like it should if we let it all stop with us. I was thinking about the cost of love, the cost of giving. You know, the woman, the widow woman in Zarephath that had nothing, but she gave in the will of God. She gave what she had. She had a little bit of meal that was enough for her and her son, one more meal, and that was it. And then she said, "We're going to die." But you know, that wasn't God's plan. He didn't want her to die. He wanted her to take that meal and serve it. And then He caused her to live and live and live. And He caused that meal to never go dry. You know, this morning, if it's all about me, if it's all about our little self and our little world and our thoughts and the things that we do, it's not going to be very good. Our salvation isn't going to be very joyful. But if we allow the Lord to expand our lives and we become a vessel, And the Lord begins to work through us, and we begin to be willing to see, willing to look for the needs. This Samaritan came by. Now, he wasn't a Levite. He didn't have that honor. He wasn't a priest. He was just a Samaritan, not looked up on with good favor with the Jews. But I'll tell you what he did have. He had a heart that wanted to help his neighbor. I know that's not the only part of it, but it is part of it. And it is a big part of it. And if we fail in that point, I believe we're going to fail ourselves too. We're going to fail the Lord. And His strength is going to be coming our way. But it's not going to be able to light because it's not going out the other side. It has to be that way this morning. I want us to think a little bit about the cost of love. You know, love costs energy. It costs something. When we give and we stretch ourselves beyond ourselves, and that takes an axe to some things we wanted to do, it costs us time. Love, when we share with people and when we give to others, it costs time. And sometimes time is the biggest thing. It's a lot easier to slap some money at it than some time at times, isn't it? Well, love gives time because that's how people spell. That's how they understand love. We give time. It takes energy. We sacrifice some of our own feelings. You know, sometimes the people that we help are people that have hurt us. And many times it's that way. People that sometimes hurt other people have the greatest needs. They have great needs. But you know what the Lord wants us to do? He wants us to look past the hurt and see the need. He wants us to lay down our feelings that they spoke the way they did to us. They did the way they did to us. And He wants us to lay that down, and He wants us to show love. What it is it's completing the plan of God. He told us that He would give us all of His blessing, all of His grace, all of His goodness. But it won't bless us like it should unless it flows on out the other side. And so this morning, I believe in this. I know that we have to have our own life as well. But I'll tell you, when we do it in God's will, and we do it like He wants us to, it'll bless our life. It'll bless others around us, and we'll be the happier for it. I believe that. Serving ourselves doesn't bring happiness. It just brings maybe more things or more time for ourselves. But it doesn't bring happiness. But the Lord brings happiness. You know, I was thinking about sacrificing our feelings and our hurts. Sometimes it costs money to give love. Sometimes people need our money. They need our help. They're down. They're not able to cough up what they need. And so somebody has to help them. You know, we do that. And you know what that does is it completes the circle. It's not all about money. It's not all about helping people, but it's partly about those things. And if we leave those things off, I thought about the scripture. Jesus told the Pharisees one place, He said, "These things ought ye to have done and not leave the other undone." It doesn't mean that we leave off loving God and that we leave off holiness and living clean, godly lives. But it does mean that we include all the will of God in our life and that we reach out to other people in love. I was thinking about, you know, sometimes we may not feel like we have anything to give. Or sometimes we don't feel like we have enough. We don't have the personality to give. Or we don't have the money to give. Or we don't have... I will tell you, the supreme example the Lord gave us was the widow that cast two mites into the treasury. And He said, "This woman has cast in more than all of them. Because she cast in all that she had. She gave what she could." And you know, this morning, we may not feel we have much, but I will tell you what I've found of God. Give Him the mite that we have, if He's calling for it, if it's the time for it. If that's what we're supposed to do, give Him the mite that we've got. We'll probably get two or three back in return. I'm not really talking about money, although all those things are included. I'm really talking about give the love that you don't feel like you have. Maybe you're feeling low. Give it anyway. Give your might. Maybe you don't have this overwhelming thing to give some. Give them a little bit. Give them your might. And what I've found is the Lord takes that talent, that thing that He's entrusted to us, and He doubles it. And then He'll double it again. And then He'll double it again. And if you do the numbers on those kind of things, it's not very long until you've got a lot more than you started with. I've found it to be so with the Lord. Don't hold it to ourselves and allow ourselves to be self-centered. This, to me, is if you want to find joy and enjoy life, involve yourself in helping other people. It's very meaningful in our lives. 1 Thessalonians 3 and 12. It says here, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another." You know, the Lord wants our love to increase. He wants our love to increase. Do we take that in? He wants it to increase and abound in love one to another. The Lord wants it to be that way in our lives. And toward one another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end He may establish your hearts. This is what He's saying. This is the end of what He's trying to do. He wants to give us love and He wants us to give out that might that we've got. He wants to increase it. And He wants us to abound in those things. To the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. It all matters, doesn't it? Give the love we've got. Give it. It's not that we can't have any time for ourselves, but I will tell you, give what God has coming. He said to help one another. This Samaritan might have had business he had to do. He wanted to get on. The Levite did, the priest did. He didn't want to get his hands dirty. What if the thieves were still around? They didn't want to get their hands dirty. The Samaritan stopped. To the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord wants to establish our hearts. This is part of the picture. Let the Lord increase His love in your life and in your heart. Love is something active. Don't forget that. It does more than just think, well, I love them. It'll step out of its way before it rushes on its way and say, hey, I care about you, or what do you need me to do? You know, love does that. And I believe it completes the circuit that lights our life, just like a light bulb. The Lord does that. In Matthew 5 and 38, it says, Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. I'm sorry, 43 was where I was wanting to start. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Now, who is that? Who is your enemy? I don't know. Who is it? Who is your enemy? Bless them that curse you. All of them. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Or the despicable tax collectors of the day, known for their dishonesty, don't they do that? Don't they salute those that salute them? He says, what do ye more than others? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. You know, the Lord, I believe, wants us to be perfected in His love. He wants to perfect that in us until people feel the flowing of it out of our life. He wants to do that. He'll put us in a lot of places to try to get that love to flowing. He'll give us a lot of opportunities. And sometimes it's tough places, isn't it? The Lord's trying to get that love to go. He wants to light our light. He wants to light us, but it has to flow out the other side. I want us to think a little bit this morning about who all this entails. You know, Jesus gave us the example of the man that had been robbed. And we think of people like that. People need help out there. But I will tell you, there's more than just that to love. If that's where we go and we don't love our families, if we don't love our wife or our husband, we're missing something. It must flow in all of our life. That's what lights us with God's love. That's what lights us with His blessing, peace, honor. The Lord wants to give us those good things in our life that bring to us a blessing as we bless others. The Lord wants to do that. He wants to complete our life. I thought about the scripture over in Colossians 3 and 19. And it says, husbands, love your wives. Now, I want us to think about that for just a minute. Why did he say it like he did? He said, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Just a minute here. 3 and 19. Why would he say that? I will tell you why. Because that's where we get tested sometimes more than other places. And a lot of times people miss it right here. I want to tell you, the Lord wants us to love our wives, men. I want to encourage us, love our wives. Love them just like they are. Love them. Let it flow through us. God wants to make us something that His love flows through. And He wants to light our life with it. Now, I'll tell you what that love does. It's powerful. It's powerful. It changes things. Love is stronger than hate. Love is stronger than all the things of the enemy. Let love flow through our life today. Let our words be seasoned with love. I want to tell you, you're not going to be lit in your life if you don't. Let our life be that way. Let it be a channel that God's love flows through us, to our wife, to our children, to allow God to work His way in our life. I want to tell you, you talk about change a family. Powerful love. God's love. The kind that dies for somebody before they respond. That's powerful love. And He wants that kind of love to be in our life. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to show love to one another. He wants our ways to be seasoned by love. You know, He wants us to learn how to show love. I want to challenge us this morning. Well, before I say that, you know, the scripture goes on in Titus 2 and 4, and it tells the older women, the aged women, to teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Why does it tell us to do that? Sometimes we need reminded, don't we? Sometimes maybe that child is a real challenge. That's saying it mildly. A challenge all the way. You know what? The Lord wants us to love them. He wants us to love them. He wants us to get enough of His love to love them. Let it flow through us. Learn how to love them. Wives, love your husbands. Don't quit loving them if they're not loving you. Love them. Even if you have to make hard choices sometimes, love them anyway. The Lord wants us to love one another. He doesn't want us to stop with that fellow that got beat up. He doesn't want us to stop there. He wants us to love our wives. He wants us to love our husbands. He wants us to love that child that's not quite as lovable as the others. Because I want to tell you something. He's got something he wants to do. And love can do it. Love can do it. Let it work in your life. Let it work in our hearts. We have something wonderful. Love is, I just think about all the problems of the world, all the fights, all the troubles, all the dissension, all the countries that begin to be aggressive on other countries, the wars that happen. You know, love would just fix every bit of that. Not a bit of it would be there if there was love. And you know, it comes clear down to the little small area of our life too. If we have the kind of love that, and we have to work at it. We have to learn how. We have to humble ourselves. We have to beg God for grace. Lord, I don't want to help that fellow right now. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. You know what? Sometimes we sacrifice. And I'm talking about in the will of the Lord. I know there's a time we have to get away from it. But you know, when we do those things, some of the greatest sacrifices we've made at times, we have had a heavenly aura around our home during those times. I cannot explain it any other way, but a heavenly aura. Something heavenly. And you know, the Lord wants to give that to us. It'll fix problems. It'll fix our problems. It's done by something very powerful. The scripture tells us that love suffereth long. That means it's patient. It suffers a long time with offenses. And it's kind. Love is kind. Even when love has to make hard choices. And you hear of tough love. I believe in tough love. Sometimes we have to have tough love. It's tough choices. But you know what? It's not out of bitterness. It's not out to hurt anybody. It's not out of anger. It's not something that's going to crush someone else. It's something that we're doing that we want the best. We want the best. And we have to make a few hard choices, don't we? But it's out of love and not out of hatred. Love, it says, vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. You know what love does? Love lifts up those around us. Love lifts them up. When we feel down, we still lift others up. I believe in this. You don't stop lifting others up because you're down. Go lift someone else up, and I'll tell you what it does. It completes the circuit, and you yourself are fed by the same thing. Your light is lit. Your love increases. Your strength increases by your blessing to someone else. Let it be so. Love lifts up those around us. I want to encourage you something, to do something. The scripture says, study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You know, this morning, we ought to put some time and some energy into studying and understanding how to relate to one another, how to work with my husband, my spouse, my wife, how to work with one another, how to become more effective with people, how to sense a little more. I remember I've just seen at different times when people needed help. And then I realized I didn't sense that. I didn't know. But you know what? I've begun to try to really apply myself. I want to be able to sense when somebody needs me. I want to sense when my wife needs some special love. I want to be able to sense that. Sometimes we're clueless. We have to study a little bit. We have to work at these things. I want to know how the fool that will not take advice. The fool will not study. But we're not fools. The Lord can help us to study, to understand, to pray, to seek the Lord, to ask others. Look at others that are successful in their marriage, in their home. Ask them questions. I'm not telling you something I haven't done. I've done many, many hours of it. I just want to challenge us today. Let love work in our life. Learn how to make it work better. Learn how to encourage. development in those around us. Figure out how. You know, some people from a child, maybe because they were criticized, they criticize other people. It's easy for them to criticize other people. Let's learn better ways. Learn better traits. We don't even know we're that way sometimes. And the Lord has to be able to help us, has to begin to help us begin to understand how to encourage other people, how to develop them, how to help them know better how to get up, how to get them their foot up on the next rung on the ladder, where instead of just being buried in their mully grubs and in that they can begin to climb out of that and begin to develop. People have to be developed. We learn how to relate to each other, don't we? We learn the English language. We learn many things in life. Let's apply ourselves. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Learn how to show love. Study to show ourselves competent in this area and acceptable to God and others. You know, it's easy for us to just be who we are. Well, this is who I am. Well, that's not good. We want to be who the Lord wants us to be. That means we have to do a lot of changing in life. I know I have, and I suspect you do too. We have to do lots of changing. We have to listen to each other. That's the practical aspect of love. We're concerned about everybody else, but I'll tell you, if our core isn't strong too, and first, really, we don't have a lot to give. Now, the Lord can help us to be able to give some, but it's only going to be partly effective. The Lord wants us to have something that overflows out of our life. And I believe in it. I love to see it. I love to feel the gift that different ones have to give that kind of love. Teach by example. You know, it's selfish to be unseemly. Love is not unseemly, the Bible tells us. It's selfish to be unseemly. It's selfish to act out. Pray God to help us to not be unseemly. Pray for God to help you and me, that we can be seemly, that we can act in a way that we would not be ashamed if others were there and saw us. I believe the Lord, it's selfish to be unseemly. It's selfish to act out. Love learns to bear with people, and it learns to forbear. To bear with people means that we put up with what the problem is a long time. We bear with it. To forbear means that we keep our mouth shut, that we don't antagonize. We forbear. We forbear to say that thing that ignites the conversation or ignites the problem again and opens the wound again. You know, the Lord wants us to learn His ways. Learn to do good. It'll bring a blessing to our lives. It'll bring to us those things that that I believe bring the rightness of life. It'll light our light when our wire goes out the other way, and when we allow it to flow through our life. I don't know how much you feel like you have to give, but we have a little. We can give a little. We can give what God's given. I appreciate the things the Lord has given us. And I'll tell you what, in my mind, I think, I want this to be a blessing. I want my place to be a blessing to everybody else. I want them to enjoy that. I don't consider it just mine. It's the Lord's. Share our things a little bit. And don't be afraid, well, if they touch it, they might break it. You know, I'll tell you from personal experience. I just came to a place one time. I thought, well, you know what? I don't think I'll lose over $300 a year. And you know what? That's only $50 a month. I can afford that. You know, we can give love. It might cost us a little something. Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those who are the household of faith. Do you know the Lord wants us to especially give love to certain people? It begins in our core. It begins at our home. That's where we have to win first. Let the Lord give us something there. Let us win there first. Then when we begin to go out, it means something. It doesn't mean we don't give any other place while we're trying to establish our home. But let the Lord cause us to win there. And then it says, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. You know, the Lord wants us to look out for each other as the household of faith. He wants us to care for one another in a little deeper way, I believe, than the world. We're family. We're family together. He wants us to take. He wants us to accept, and He wants us to give. And He wants our life to be like that. The Lord wants to bless our lives in a mighty way. The Lord wants waves of blessing upon our life. I believe that. He wants our light to be lit. And I believe that as we become ministers of Christ, as we become ambassadors for Christ, be reconciled to God and to us, to each other. Be reconciled. Be a minister of reconciliation. Start it in your home. I find that there is only a percentage of homes that are really, truly blessed and happy like they ought to be. But I want to tell you something. God has it for every one of us. But it takes a working together. It takes two. Then it takes the children. The scripture says in Isaiah 1 and 17, it says, learn to do well. It goes on. Well, it says, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. That's talking about what we're speaking of this morning. The one scripture talks about what does it say about pure religion and undefiled? Is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and keep himself unspotted from the world. It's all a part, isn't it? We sometimes think we need to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Don't forget, it goes first, it says some other things. To visit. To help. To encourage. Well, maybe we don't feel like we can do that. I can't tell you how incapable we may feel at times. And how incapable, when I first started visiting, long before I was called, I felt so incapable and I felt so awkward sometimes that I just didn't hardly want to do it. I was hardly willing because it made me feel so uncomfortable. But if that's in your little park, if that's something, and it is, it's something we can do for one another a little bit. We can just stop by and say hi to someone that needs us. Learn to do well. We have to learn those things. I'm just going to say from my own experience, and I had to learn so many things, and I have so many things yet to learn. But I wanted to apply myself, and I wanted to learn. And I'll tell you what I found was, so many times, and I know sometimes you come away feeling so awkward, but so many times I have seen the grace of God meet that place and give scriptures and give encouragement through us. And I've seen that happen. I remember one time I was working with somebody. They kept having a smoking problem, and it was like, you know, that just, it can get aggravating after a while. But, you know, the Lord gave me a dream, and I dreamed I was smoking. And that's something I never wanted to do. That's just not been something that's been a temptation hardly to me at all. But I dreamed I was smoking, and I dreamed I was hiding it. The Lord gave me that dream. And I'll tell you what, when I woke up, the song was running through my mind. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man named Jesus, my soul would be lost. I can't remember the exact words. That's where we would all be. We don't have anything on someone else to say, you should be different. I want to show them love. Open up your heart. Bat those hard balls. Ask the Lord to help us to step up to the plate. Ask the Lord to help us to know how to become greater in love. I believe He wants us to do that. Not only toward Him, but toward all men, starting with our own core, our family. Reaching out to the family of God. Reaching out to the world. Those things you ought to have done and not leave the others undone. It doesn't mean we don't reach those out in the world. We don't want to leave those things undone either. The Lord wants us, I believe, I really do. I've watched it. If we don't do it this way, our light will not be lit well. And we'll struggle and struggle in ways that the Lord doesn't want us to struggle. But if we'll allow Him in all things, it says, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. 2 Corinthians 6:4, along in there. You know, I believe the Lord wants us to approve ourselves as the ministers of God. I want to challenge us with one other thing. Anna the prophetess, it doesn't say she was out holding big revivals. She was an old woman. Maybe the only thing she could do was be in the temple and pray. But that was her love. She was doing what she could. We can't always do what someone else can do. But we can at least start with prayer. We can at least let that work in our life. We can have a ministry of prayer. And the Lord wants it to be so. It's easy for the world to callous us, to cause us to be callous to the needs of others. The Lord wants our life to be full of love. Let it be so. I do want to mention one other set of scriptures. In Matthew 25, it speaks about the sheep and the goats. And I know in that 25th chapter of Matthew, it speaks of the oil in the lamps first. It speaks of the talents next. And then third, it speaks of our dealings with other people. It's part of the gospel. And He said He set the goats on the left hand. And He said, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was, and He went on there, I had needs and you didn't fulfill those. You know, the Lord's going to even hold us accountable. It's not only a positive thing that we want to put into our life. God's going to hold us accountable for these things. And so today I just want to challenge our lives. Lord, let your love work in our life. That's where the beauty of the gospel, that's where the blessing of His presence inhabits, is when we move into His whole will. Lord, bless each one of us today.